This is Eric Ingalls. I'm an associate professor in the art department at Oberlin College, where I'm a specialist in medieval art. The portrait that you're looking at right now is a Bartholdi portrait of a now anonymous woman, painted in 16th century Germany. And one of the finer works in the collection, and I think very often an overlooked work in the collection, portraits of people who are now anonymous tend to escape our glances, to escape our gaze. And that's very unfortunate in this portrait. There are several things that are really worth looking at here. I'd start by just thinking about the pictorial creativity that goes on in the way he's placed this woman into the frame. And to some degree, the high degree of artificiality in what at first glance appears to be a very realistic portrait. So it looks at first like, okay, we're looking at a woman in a vertical rectangle. She's shown about half length, so we can see her waistband, we can see the top of her head, and she's got a nice, stable, pyramidal composition. So all of that looks very, very traditional, staid, maybe even boring. But if you look then at the way the frame crops her lower, proper right arm at the left, if you look at the way the shadow of the frame at the top crops, just intersects the top of her head with that great headpiece, the artist is making all sorts of decisions there about the composition as a whole that don't necessarily have anything to do with pictorial realism. In fact, it's quite interesting to begin to ask, well, what's casting those shadows and how are they being cast? What light source is casting them? Does it coalesce? Does it align with the light source that's illuminating her features? And just what kind of space is she sitting in? Because she's got this green background behind her, this sort of acidic green background. And the frame must be in front of her if it's casting that shadow. And yet, to judge by the size of the shadow, it's an incredibly shallow space. So this is a very, very artificial picture of a space that never existed anywhere except in this pictorial representation. Another feature which is easily overlooked, but it's actually quite strange as you look at it, is the shadow cast by her head on the background, which further complicates the question of what kind of space she could possibly be in here. So this is very much a picture of a person who exists only in picture world, as I like to call it, not in any real space, not in a space that exists in her house where the portrait was hung or anything like that. If we move on past that picture as a whole to look at some of the details, there's a phenomenal amount of virtuoso handwork here, from the patterns in her head covering to the patterns in her jewelry to the patterns in her belt to the rings that she's wearing on her fingers. Almost entirely cropped at the bottom, but still there, the artist inviting us to think about what those rings would look like if we could get a better glimpse at them. And then returning to the work as a whole, I think one of the really most wonderful things about this painting is that acid green background and the way it sets off her features. That acid green, very popular in the 16th century. It had a huge vogue in 16th century painting, both north and south of the Alps. And after the 16th century, really faded out as a color. And I think it's due for a comeback.
Thank you for listening to this podcast, which was produced by the Allen Memorial Art Museum at Oberlin College. Be sure to check back for more additions to this series at our website.